I got the radio up. Sun is going down. I'll take a lift at the bank. I'll head straight through town. So baby, put on that dress, a little sweet perfume, 'cause I'm on my way to you. All the boats I've missed, all the hell I've caused, all the lips I've kissed, all the love I've lost, I thank God for that. I guess He always knew I was on my way to you.
To local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A New York judge will decide today whether the 32 felony convictions against Donald Trump should be tossed out because of the recent Supreme Court ruling. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
That decision the judge is going to make here today is going to determine whether President-elect Trump takes office as a convicted felon. You'll remember it was back in May, a jury here found Trump guilty of charges that involved money he had paid just before the 2016 election to silence adult film actress Stormy Daniels about their long-denied affair. Trump argued that conviction should be thrown out because of the U.S. Supreme Court ruling on presidential immunity.
The president-elect, meantime, sources say, will name Florida Senator Marco Rubio as the country's next Secretary of State. The FAA considering banning all flights into and out of Haiti following the barrage of bullets aimed at a Spirit Airlines flight as it was coming in for a landing on Monday. A driver in China killed 35 people when he deliberately rammed his car into people exercising. Police say he was upset over a divorce proceeding. This is ABC News. Some hope that higher humidity and quieter winds will help firefighters battling the mountain fire northwest of Los Angeles. Ventura County Fire Battalion Chief Nick Cleary says they're using drones to try to get ahead of the flames.
Those drones have infrared technology, and so they're able to get the heat sources with GPS coordinates so we can get firefighters directly over there.
The fire just over 40% contained. On the East Coast, no rain in the forecast for New Jersey. A fire along the New York border grows to more than 5,000 acres. Tuskegee University in Alabama now closing its campus to the public after a shooting on homecoming weekend that left one person dead, more than a dozen wounded. Literature professor Dr. Camille Alexander.
We should reclaim our space. This is our campus. This campus does not belong to the assailants.
One person now under arrest. New worries about whooping cough. Officials in Washington state say cases statewide there are up more than 2,000% this year. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain, here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. This Thursday the 14th, beginning at 3 p.m. and going to 6, there's a volunteer fair in Ironwood. At the event, area nonprofit organizations will have representatives and displays in the Memorial Building Auditorium that describes their mission, operations, and volunteer needs. Recreation, art, health, festivals, trails, and more. This is an excellent time to come and meet up with all those who make the community function and cannot do so without the help of volunteers. They invite you to stop by and see how you could potentially help out. Once again, this is happening this Thursday from 3 to 6 p.m. on 213 South Marquette Street in Ironwood. November's DOT Law of the Month highlights Wisconsin's move-over law. Here's Melissa Kay.
November's DOT Law of the Month highlights Wisconsin's move-over law. The move-over law is a reminder for drivers to brake for roadside workers. It's our responsibility to protect those who work on the side of the road. This provides a safety zone for law enforcement, emergency responders, and maintenance vehicles stopped alongside the road with their emergency lights on. Over the past 5 years, 60 emergency responders were struck and injured by a vehicle while working on the side of the road in Wisconsin. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. David J. Raleigh, 86, of Prentice, passed away on Thursday, November 7th, with his family by his side. David was a devoted husband to his wife of 60 years, Rosemary Raleigh, a loving father to his daughters, Nancy Otto of Rhinelander, and Jane Odberg of Midlothian, Virginia, and his son, Neil Raleigh, of Merrill. He is further survived by his brother Arthur, by his sister Mary Ann, and survived also by his 5 grandchildren, in addition to his great-grandchildren and special nieces and nephews. A massive Christian burial will be held on Saturday, November 16th at St. John's Catholic Church in Prentice, visitation from 9 a.m. until the time of the service at 11 a.m. This has been the funeral notice for David J. Raleigh, age 86, of Prentice. Gloria Jean Herbst, age 89, of Park Falls, died on Wednesday, November 6th at Park Manor Nursing Home. She is survived by her 5 children, Stephen Herbst of Arden Hills, Minnesota, Richard J. Herbst of Park Falls, by Leslie Haney of Butternut, by Amy Shattuck of Scandia, Minnesota, and by Michelle Wallerstein of Duluth, Minnesota, further survived by 10 grandchildren, by 2 great-grandchildren, and many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Memorial Mass to be held at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Park Falls on Saturday, November 16th at 11 a.m. Father Sajay Pazukathara and Deacon Chet Ball will co-officiate. Visitation to be held at the church on Saturday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Gloria Jean Herbst, age 89, of Park Falls. Karen Louise Lukes, 73, of Prentice, passed away on November 5th. Karen is survived by her 2 sons, Jason and Robbie Hollingsworth, by her sister Teresa Lukes, by her brothers Frank, Chuck, and Paul Lukes. Survived also by her daughters-in-law, by her grandchildren, and by her great-grandchildren. A celebration of life for Karen will be held on Monday, November 25th from 12 noon to 4 p.m. This will be held at the Railroad Avenue Recreation Center in Prentice. The Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Karen Louise Lukes, 73, of Prentice. Cindy Sue Seaman, age 68, of Ogama, passed away peacefully on October 24th, surrounded by her family. She is survived by her husband, David, by her parents, Merlin and Elaine Ulrich, by her son, Brian Ulrich, by her stepdaughters, Sherry Miller, Lori Johnson, and by her stepson, Scott Seaman. Further survived by her grandchildren, by her great-grandchildren, by her siblings Ed Ulrich, Bill Ulrich, by Glenn Ulrich, Shannon Scott, along with Bonnie and Pat Ulrich, and many nieces and nephews. A visitation for Cindy will be held on November the 15th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Ogama Baptist Church, a celebration of life for her and her mom, who sadly joined Cindy just 6 short days later, will be held on November 16th at the Ogama Baptist Church with visitation from noon until 2 p.m. This has been the funeral notice for Cindy Sue Seaman, age 68, of Ogama. Elaine Carol Ulrich, age 90, of Ogama, went home to be with the Lord on October 30th. Elaine is survived by her husband, Merlin Frank, by her children, Ed of Ogama, by Bill of Ogama, by Jean of Ogama, and by Sharon Scott of Fifield, along with Bonnie Narrison of Phillips and Pat of Wausau. Survived also by her son-in-law and by her sister, Donna Kelly. A celebration of life for Elaine and her daughter, Cindy Seaman, will be held at the Ogama Baptist Church on November 16th, visitation from noon to 2 p.m., the service at 2 p.m., followed by fellowship and luncheon until 4 p.m. This has been the funeral notice for Elaine Carol Ulrich, age 90, of Ogama. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of every obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The Badgers have another night game. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in for Mike Clemens for Civic Media Sports. This Saturday, the Wisconsin Badgers will host the undefeated Oregon Ducks at Camp Randall Stadium. Coach Luke Fickell says the bye week helped them in preparing for the big game.
We know that, but that's where we've got to make sure that we got to go back to what it is that we do and continue to climb this mountain to get better.
Kickoff is at 6:30 p.m. Saturday. The Badgers are 5-4 and need a win over their final three games in order to become bowl eligible. Milwaukee Brewers manager Pat Murphy and rookie standout Jackson Churio are up for some hardware. Murphy was named as one of three finalists for the National League Manager of the Year. The other finalists are San Diego's Mike Schilt and New York's Carlos Mendoza. Churio is up for Rookie of the Year, along with Paul Skeens of Pittsburgh and Jackson Merrill of San Diego. The awards will be announced next week. Tonight, the 2-8 Bucks take on the 2-9 Toronto Raptors, who own the NBA's worst record. The losing team tonight will have the NBA's worst record. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. at Fiserv Forum. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shanna Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together, and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1243.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
Mostly sunny and a little breezy today. We'll get into the mid to upper 40s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, down into the low 30s. Tomorrow, cloudy, breezy, some scattered showers with a high in the mid 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 20.
98 Q Country.
I love having a girl. A girl world is the only world that I know. And when you only know one world, the other world is like, you're like, I don't understand. It like gets, it's wild. Like she plays with her friends. It's quiet. It's fun. My buddy wanted me to watch his son. He watched my daughter one time, which I learned is not a fair trade. I should get 8 watches to his 1 watch. I handed over a princess. He just throws a bobcat in my house. I lose him immediately. He's like under the deck chewing on wires. I had to wrestle him down. I was like, why don't you walk him on a leash before you bring him over next time?
Good morning.
I wake up with you guys. I go to bed with you too. Ooh. Don't tell my boyfriend.
98Q Country.
Don't rock the jukebox. I want to hear some Jones. Cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox. Play me a country song. Before you drop that quarter, keep one thing in mind. You got a heartbroken hillbilly standing here in line. I've been down and lonely since she left. Before you punch that number, could I make one request? Don't rock the jukebox, I wanna hear some Jones. Cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song. Ain't got nothing against rock and roll, but when your heart's been broken, you need a song that's slow. There ain't nothing like a steel guitar drown a memory. Before you spend your money, baby, play a song for me. And don't rock the jukebox, wanna hear George Jones. Cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song. Yeah, don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song.
Second glass of wine that did it. was something about that kiss. Girl, it did me in. Got me thinking. I'm thinking. All of the things that I've been feeling. I would be lying if I said that I could live this life without you. Even though I don't tell you all the time, you had my heart a long, long time ago. Yeah, you had my heart a long, long time ago. In case you
blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty right now. He's probably buying her some fruity little drink, 'cause she can't shoot whiskey right now. He's probably up behind her with a pool stick, showing her how to shoot a combo, and he don't know. Some white trash version of Shania karaoke right now. She's probably saying I'm drunk, and he's a thinking that he's gonna get lucky right now. He's probably dabbing on $3 worth of that bathroom polo. Oh, and he don't know that I dug my key into the side of this pretty little souped up four-wheel drive. Time to think before.
Underwood and IDAQ Country. Hey, the sun's making its way out. We're in for a decent day as far as sunshine goes, temperature-wise, in the 40s, which it is November 12th, by the way. And if you're thinking last winter is going to be the same as this winter, well, you just may be right. There's no indication that we're going to get any heavy snow as of yet. Wouldn't it be, that'd be crazy, wouldn't it? If we go another winter without any snow, then I'm seriously going to lock down into this climate change information and stuff like that. I'm a little bit into it already, but we're going to see temperatures probably 40, 45 all this week, kind of moving down into the mid-upper 30s for high temps for the deer hunting opener, the traditional deer hunting opener weekend, which is a week from Saturday already. Can you believe that? Is that right? That is right. A week from Saturday, the 23rd. Thanksgiving is 2 weeks from Thursday. Doesn't seem right, but it is. We have the Bucks playing tonight. Well, we don't, but the Bucks are playing tonight. If they lose, they're going to be the worst team in basketball. Like I said yesterday morning, how long do you run with this? This is not supposed to be a bad team, and they're trying to figure it out. Ever since Doc Rivers took over last year, they haven't been that good. They haven't been that good. He's a likable guy, very, very personable, but they just haven't been very good. And when you got Giannis, well, you should be decent, right? You shouldn't be the worst team in basketball, I tell you that much. More unrest in Amsterdam. Did you hear what's going on there last night? As mobs set fire to a commuter tram shouting anti-Semitic chants. It comes after the Palestinian rioters attacked the Jewish and Israeli soccer fans. U.S. Carriers have canceled flights to Haiti recently. A Spirit airline flew into Haiti and took on gunfire as it was attempting to land. That's a rough landing. So one flight attendant reportedly had some minor injuries, according to the airline. Some other headlines you may be hearing about today. A couple of them come from right here in Wisconsin. Authorities now believe that a kayaker who has been missing since August did not really vanish. This happened near Green Lake, just west of Fond du Lac, down in the central, kind of central southern part of the state. So instead, this person who apparently they said vanished, and they found his kayak, instead faked his own disappearance to flee the country. The search team had probed the Green Lake area for 54 days in hopes of locating the 45-year-old Ryan Borgwart. But apparently, I don't know if he was in legal problems or whatever, he staged it and he took off and won't be coming back. If he does, he's going to be in a lot of trouble. I don't know if you saw Jack Del Rio. He was a Badger. He's a former Viking, former head coach. And now he's not coaching anymore. Jack Del Rio resigned his role with the Wisconsin football team after being arrested early Friday on a citation for operating a vehicle while intoxicated. From what I read, nobody got hurt in the incident, but did he do it? You always got to put allegedly in there, I know. But there's video and all that stuff. He did it. So he hit a street sign with his vehicle, broke a fence, came to rest in a yard, and apparently he was, walking away from it, or that's a little bit unclear. But he has resigned from being assistant at the Wisconsin program there. There's a couple of Wisconsin stories. And I know this hasn't been getting a whole lot of headlines because of the election and other stuff, but Ukraine and Russia are still at it. They're still battling that war. They traded drone attacks on Sunday. The Ukrainian attack forced a temporary closure of some airports near Moscow. So that battle continues. So that's some of the headlines. You're informed a little bit anyway of what's going on. Featured pet of the week is up. If you're looking for getting a cat, tell you what, I'm looking to borrow somebody's cat. You got a good mouser? You got a good mouser? I caught a mouse overnight. Everybody, don't tell me you're not, because I went to the hardware store yesterday and the mouse trap section was like wiped out. All those little mice are trying to get inside. Why not? If I was a mouse, I'd be trying to get in your house too. But we have, I caught one, and I know it's always that dilemma. You know, you want to get rid of the mice, but some people are like, I don't want to kill it. They want to trap it and let it go. Let it go in somebody else's yard. But I did eliminate one from my premises overnight. Usually, I've just kind of given into the fact that if you live in northern Wisconsin, that at some point you're going to have a mouse in the house, and you may have a mouse in the house at all times, and you just don't know it. That is definitely a possibility. Whether you built a brand new house or you have an old house, whatever it may be. So at some point you get to the point where you're just like, okay, enough. But there was, I think there might be a shrew hanging around too, somewhere. I'm not sure about that. That's a whole different ball game. So, this, I don't know if this cat is a mouser or not, but, if for that reason alone, my cat certainly has no interest. And the problem with my cat, and I've told you this a couple months ago, is that I have a TV that is entertainment for my cat. We turn on cat TV on the YouTube and he likes to watch that. And then now I think he sees a real mouse and he's like, oh, TV. And he just sits there and watches it. He doesn't go after it at all. I'm just like, I'll walk by him and I'll just kind of snap my fingers and just say, hey, let's go. What do I got to do to motivate you a little bit? Not much. 12-year-old cat. I give him a little bit of a break. So the featured pet of the week this week is Squirrel. Squirrel is a 2 to 3 year old, long-haired, orange and white tabby male cat. Handsome young man. I got a picture of him right here. Take a look at Squirrel and other cats and dogs up for adoption at Catkins Animal Rescue. CatkinsAnimalRescue.org is the website to check all that out. We're going to kick off our high school basketball coverage already next week. We have a couple of girls' basketball games on the schedule. You can check out our upcoming games in the next week or two right on the front page of 98QCountry.com. It's 7:32. Let's get you updated twice an hour. We'll get you news and sports, so let's get to that right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A New York judge will decide today whether the 32 felony convictions against Donald Trump should be tossed out because of the recent Supreme Court ruling. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
That decision the judge is going to make here today is going to determine whether President-elect Trump takes office as a convicted felon. You'll remember it was back in May, a jury here found Trump guilty of charges that involved money he had paid just before the 2016 election to silence adult film actress Stormy Daniels about their long-denied affair. Trump argued that conviction should be thrown out because of the U.S. Supreme Court ruling on presidential immunity.
The president-elect, meantime, sources say, will name Florida Senator Marco Rubio as the country's next Secretary of State. The FAA considering banning all flights into and out of Haiti following the barrage of bullets aimed at a Spirit Airlines flight as it was coming in for a landing on Monday. A driver in China killed 35 people when he deliberately rammed his car into people exercising. Police say he was upset over a divorce proceeding. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. This Saturday, the 16th at 2 p.m., there's a holiday basket class in Lake Tomahawk. Gather Lake Tom invites you out to create your festive holiday basket. All supplies will be provided, and there will be a total of 3 classes. This Saturday, from 2 p.m. to 4:30 p.m., this Sunday, from 2 p.m. to 4:30 p.m., and Monday, from 6 to 8 p.m. Sign up in advance is required, and limited spots are available. You can call Gather at 715-277-6014, text 715-892-4797, or email gatherlounge22@gmail.com. To reserve your spot, the cost is $75 per person, which includes all products and one free beverage. Once again, that's this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, from 2 to 4:30 p.m., and Monday, 6 to 8 p.m., over at 7263 Bradley Street in Lake Tomahawk. Have you ever heard of Kokoroz? Because there are hundreds of them all around you, right here in Wisconsin and even throughout the country. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains.
It's a unique, nonprofit, community-based network of volunteers of all ages and backgrounds working together to measure and map precipitation. You know the saying that rain doesn't fall the same on all? Well, it's true. I'm sure that you've been out when it's raining, and then you head down the street, and there's not a drop. Well, a group of people, about 26,000 of them, are collecting and reporting rain and snow amounts. CocoRONS is an acronym for the Community Collaborative Rain, Hail, and Snow Network. And anyone can be a part of it, even you. It originated with the Colorado Climate Center in 1998. And now, NOAA and the NSF sponsor it. These precipitation reports, gathered in our own backyards, are recorded. Data is then displayed and organized in a nifty map that's easy to analyze and apply to daily situations, ranging from water resource analysis to severe storm warnings. Your meteorologists rely on it. So, by volunteering to be a weather observer, you can help increase the density of precipitation data available throughout Wisconsin.
Free training is included, and it's easy to sign up. Just head to civicmedia.us, click the News tab, select Weather, and you'll find everything you need, even a link to affordable rain gauges. For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Badgers have another night game. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in for Mike Clements for Civic Media Sports. This Saturday, the Wisconsin Badgers will host the undefeated Oregon Ducks at Camp Randall Stadium. Coach Luke Fickell says the bye week helped them in preparing for the big game.
We know that, but that's where we've got to make sure that we got to go back to what it is that we do and continue to climb this mountain to get better.
Kickoff is at 6:30 p.m. Saturday. The Badgers are 5-4 and need a win over their final three games in order to become bowl eligible. Milwaukee Brewers manager Pat Murphy and rookie standout Jackson Churio are up for some hardware. Murphy was named as one of three finalists for the National League Manager of the Year. The other finalists are San Diego's Mike Schilt and New York's Carlos Mendoza. Churio is up for Rookie of the Year along with Paul Skeens of Pittsburgh and Jackson Merrill of San Diego. The awards will be announced next week. Tonight, the 2-8 Bucks take on the 2-9 Toronto Raptors, who own the NBA's worst record. The losing team tonight will have the NBA's worst record. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. at Fiserv Forum. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts redefine real estate excellence. Collaborating closely with you, they craft tailored marketing campaigns that transcend expectations. Their strategic investments span local and out-of-state markets, leveraging both traditional and digital avenues. As the number one brokerage in the Northwoods, they can showcase your properties with professional photography, drone imagery, and groundbreaking 3D scans. Stay ahead with innovation. Choose Redmond Realty Group, where your unique needs drive their commitment to redefine the future of real estate. Elevate your property experience with Redmond Realty Group today.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey there, you and aisle two. I see you by the fiber and laxatives. You still using those to manage your constipation with belly pain? If your symptoms keep coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. So you may need more than over-the-counter treatments to manage it. Ask your doctor about how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact.
Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. heroicdeed.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. A lot of financial chatter is focused on the stock market. Is it up? Is it down? Is it a bull market? Is it a bear market? The Dow just hit a record high. But how much should people like me and you really care about these daily updates? The answer? Not very much. Most of those daily highs and lows come from small-scale events that just don't mean that much to the broader U.S. economy. And the stock market is not the economy. For most of us, long-term growth is what really matters for retirement. Now, if you are one of the richest 10% of Americans who own 93% of all the stock, you can ignore this message. But for the rest of us, we're going to get more done by keeping an eye on our spending and savings than we are by paying attention to Wall Street. For more practical money tips, visit workmoney.org. Till next time, take good care.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Find all of your household tools, supplies, paint, windows, shingles, and more at your do-it-best store, Phillips Lumber and Hardware.
Vroom, vroom, vroom. Rev up your engines and save big at D&D Tire and Auto Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Attention, first-time customers. Enjoy exclusive discounts, $25 off any repair or maintenance of $100 or more, $50 off with a $250 expenditure, and $100 off repairs $750 or more. And that's not all. Get complimentary fuel treatment with every oil change service while supplies last. Visit them on Highway 13 in Park Falls for worry-free fall-color drives. D&D Tire and Auto Center, your one-stop for savings and service.
Mostly sunny and a little breezy today. We'll get into the mid to upper 40s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, down into the low 30s. Tomorrow, cloudy, breezy, some scattered showers with a high in the mid 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 20.
98Q Country.
Talking storefront mannequins sleeping in lights. We used to smoke while we were jaywalking, like it was your birthday every other Saturday night. Knew the band, so we never paid our cover. Wrote our names on the bathroom tiles. We never dressed to impress all the others. They would let us in on a laid back kind of style. But boy, you know it's been. Should be counting on you at my door. Did you forget about how we ran around? I don't know why you don't take me downtown anymore. Hey, anymore. I got some platforms sitting in the corner. They want to stroll on a city sidewalk. I got a dress that'll show a little but you ain't getting if you don't come pick me up, show me off. You might be tired, but I'm not. And I don't know why you don't take me downtown, like you got anywhere better to be. Talk it up and give me the go round round, like a good time tease. I'm only counting on your cancellation, when I should be counting on you at my door. Did you forget about how we went around? I don't know why you don't take me downtown. I don't know why you don't take me downtown, like you got anywhere.
it out. Let's kick it off.
Real country variety.
I love their variety.
98 Q Country.
They called them crazy when they started out. Said 17's too young to know what love's about. They've been together 58 years now. That's crazy. He brought home $67 a week. Bought a little two-bedroom house on Maple Street, where she blessed him with 6 more miles to feed. That's crazy. Just ask him how he did it. He'll say, pull up a seat. It'll only take a minute to tell you everything. Be a best friend, tell the truth, and overuse I love you. Go to work and do your best. Don't outsmart your common sense. Them home computers, boy, they'll never take off. Well, he sold his one-man shop to Microsoft, and they paid like crazy. Just ask him how he made it. He'll tell you faith and sweat.
Lee Bryce, that was just a huge, huge hit when it first came out. Still a pretty good song, Love Like Crazy. Lee Bryce at 98 Q Country. Feature business of the month, Bader's Sports Center. They are your hunter's mall. Oh, you love the outdoors and you love to maybe do a little hunting. You go on into Bader's Sports Center. They have all kinds of specials leading up to the hunting traditional 9-day gun deer season. BaderSportsCenter.com. You've got Facebook with all kinds of specials on there. They're right next to Pick and Save, right on Highway 13 in Phillips. Get on in there for all the stuff you need for hunting. And if you don't like the cold weather, Craig's telling us the last couple of times he visited us here on Reality Radio that you know, they got the rechargeable stuff to keep your hands and your tootsies and your I think even shirts, he said too. I'm working on a body armor, the whole thing. Just slip right into it. A little toasty little oven. That's nice. But then again, a lot of you have apartments built out in the woods, you know, with TV and all that stuff. So maybe you don't need that. I'm getting old, but I've talked many times about the fact that deer hunting has changed. And I think, depends on who you talk to. It's changed for the better in the fact that it's made it more comfortable for the people hunting. But man, one of the things when I was in high school, one of the things that kind of, that drove me a little bit away from hunting was the fact that I was so cold. I was just so cold. But way back when, you just battery-powered socks, maybe, when I was a kid. But that was very cumbersome. You had to have the big D batteries in there, and you were clumping them around. You know, maybe the hot seat. The orange hot seat was the big thing. You know, put that on the ground, you know. Your cheeks will be warm. The rest of your body will be numb and turning blue, but your cheeks will be warm. So you got that. You got that going for you. So yes, the comforts of it are wonderful, but the old school hunters, they'll tell you in one breath, hunting isn't what it used to be, and then the other breath they'll say, sure is nice to be warm though. Your Price County Senior Dining Menu for tomorrow. Tomorrow is the 13th day of November. They'll be serving up country fried steak tomorrow, mashed potatoes, gravy, peas, fruited jello. They have locations in Phillips, Ogama, Cannon, Brantwood, Park Falls. If you need more information about what exactly senior dining is and how it works, give them a call at 715-339-2158. At the championship of eight-man football. Why aren't we playing this eight-man championship football game on the same weekend as the 11-man games? I'm not sure why we're playing this in Wisconsin Rapids at a separate time. 78 teams in the state now play eight-man football. 16 of those make the playoffs. And then the championship game is being held this Saturday. And Wisconsin Rapids is a fine city, but this should be at the big event. More and more schools are going eight-man here. I think the WIAA is not quite giving eight-man football the love it should here. So that's going on. We got who's playing in it? Lena St. Thomas Aquinas Co-op. And they'll be taking on Owen Withy, both teams making their first ever appearance in the eight-man football championship this weekend.
You need reliable appliances to help you conquer your day. Menards offers a variety of appliances ready to take home today. Criterion has refrigerators, freezers, and dishwashers built to help you make your life simpler. No matter how busy your life is, Criterion appliances are ready when you are. Save big money on all Criterion appliances. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let the tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks that the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands. Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, they'll fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-624-7544. 800-624-7544. 800-624-7544.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
98Q Country.
He had hard work caked on his overalls, sweat on his neck, chow in his jaw, when a stranger pulled up and met him outside his barn. Said, "Sir, I don't know if you ever would, but I built houses and neighborhoods, and I was wondering if you'd ever want to sell your farm." With his old dog barking and running around, he paused for a second, spit on the ground and kicked a little gravel, looked down and said, "This is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill. I built that barn with my two hands, where I raise my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land. The money'd be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt." Great-granddaddy bought it for 100 acres. He just got married when he signed the papers. Him and his brothers framed that old farmhouse. Every fence post here we put in the ground, ran the barbed wire and pulled the plow. Every last hay bale we built it. Yeah, I'd hate to be the first to sell it. This is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill. I built that barn with my two hands, where I raise my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land. The money'd be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt. This is where 5 generations have prayed for rain. They'll cover me in it when the good Lord calls my name. This is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill. I built that barn with my two hands, where I raise my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land. The money'd be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt. Yeah, this is my dirt. Yeah, this is my dirt. Where I harvest what I plant. This is my dirt. Where I raise my babies. This is my dirt.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A New York judge is set to decide later today whether to dismiss the hush money election interference convictions against Donald Trump or to proceed with sentencing, the judge taking into consideration the recent Supreme Court ruling on presidential immunity. International aid groups say Israel has failed to meet a U.S. deadline on allowing more aid into Gaza or risk U.S. military support. ABC's Britt Clinett with more from Tel Aviv.
Now, Israel has opened new aid crossings and expanded a humanitarian zone, but aid agencies say it's a drop in the ocean and the situation